3. Oh, 5, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. You think it's hot? You ain't seen nothing. Next week, every day it appears, every day we could possibly tickle that 100-degree mark. Ay, 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 ay. All right, I was going to say we'll hunker down, but do you want to hunker down or do you want to wear something light and fluffy and airy? 100 degrees is hot. There's really no way to spin that. You can get into the arguments, the dust-ups. Heidi and I go back and forth. Oh, 75 is too high. We got to put on the air. No, I'm not turning it on until it hits 80. But 100 brings a unanimous decision from everyone. That's hot. So next week, just about every single day, either at 100 degrees or pretty doggone close to 100 degrees. I'm actually looking at the forecast. It says a couple of those days we are going to exceed 100 degrees. Wow. Okay. Now, I promise you, we're not just going to be griping about the weather. We got a lot of stuff. We'll be chatting with Dr. Dave Brandt, going to be with us at 3:35. Dave, of course, my favorite economist. There seems to be some mixed signals. I'm seeing what I think are pretty good numbers coming from reports on the economy. And then I'm hearing from some of the legacy news media hacks. Oh, my God, it's the end of the world right around the corner. It's coming. You just don't see it because you're not as smart as we are. Well, I'm willing to stipulate I am not as smart as you are. But I can kind of see where we are. I see that there's not a lot of problems arising from these tariffs. You told me that was going to be the end of the world. So anyway, Dr. Dave Brandt will join us at 3:35. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us at 4:35. Stan joins us every Friday afternoon. Talk a little bit about cars, have fun, get an idea what's coming up on the best weekend radio show anywhere. It's called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Airs Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. and 5:35. Another really, really good friend, Bolly Jarrett. Bolly is a really cool guy. I mean, I think the world of Bolly. He's a CPA. That's the day job, if you will. And that's how a lot of people know him, as an accountant. In fact, last year he was selected as the best accountant in all of Central Virginia in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Who else made the cut? Sam Newsman. Yeah, Sam Newsman, the most trusted puppet in media, who just, was it last week, Germ? Won third place in the, I think it was Best Media Personality for Style Weekly. I know, apparently Style Weekly is still around and they're still doing the contests. So that's pretty cool. So Sam took third place then, and Sam this year is in the finals for Best Morning Radio Show. 2 years ago, Sam Newsman won third place in mornings. Last year he was second best, so I mean, if the trend keeps up, he would be the best morning radio show. That would be pretty cool. I always reference Germ in that because Jeremy actually is the producer for Sam Newsman. I've got him during the week, and Sam gets him on the weekends. It's kind of, I guess it's kind of like one of those divorced family things, right? I get possession of Germ during the week, and then on the weekend he gets to hang out with Sam, and I don't know which one is more fun. Probably Sam, but it's all good stuff. I did mention to you it was Friday, didn't I? If I didn't, let me mention it again. It's Friday. Yes, we have made it. Man, I'll say it again. Congratulations all the way around. Self-high fives all the way around. But what happens on Fridays? Well, a couple of different things. On Fridays, of course, I try and wear red. R-E-D, remember, everyone deployed. Started a few years back by a couple of Marine moms just to salute those men and women who every single day are somewhere other than home. It's amazing to me that we have so many good, decent human beings in this country who are willing to stand up and serve. So you wear red to, again, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed. Today, I am wearing a red shirt. You know, the And the laundry genie is back from Liverpool. I don't know what you do in Liverpool. Apparently there's like some sort of music connection, like a band or something came from there. But anyway, so the laundry genie is back. I am wearing my Richmond Hush Puppies shirt. They were only available at one game. How many years ago was this? 6, 7, 8 years ago? Could be. And it is, I think, the coolest flying squirrels shirt that's ever been done. And the squirrels do some pretty cool shirts. They really, really do. But this one, I think, is the best. The Richmond Hush Puppies. I could probably ask Parney if they're thinking about doing it again, but I think it was a one-time thing. That was it. Oh, you know, the squirrels are in action tonight against the Savannah Bananas. Savannah Bananas have a thing or two that they know about marketing. Am I right? Like the most popular minor league baseball team, I think, in history. They just have taken it to a level that's crazy. So they're playing tonight at the Diamond, the Savannah Bananas and the Richmond Flying Squirrels, my beloved Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's going to be something to see, man. It really is. I don't know which team outdoes the other when it comes to marketing and being fan-friendly, but we'll get a look at that tonight. We had the opportunity earlier today to record a program which will air. Jeremy and I have to go through it. We're going to make it time suitable for the radio. I almost said suitable for the radio, and somebody is going to, probably think, oh, somebody said something bad. No, not at all, not at all. It's a time thing. We got to make sure the times are right. But when we do it, you're going to love it. And, of course, as we always do with pre-recorded things, we get it up at newsradiowrva.com. If you're not already looking at newsradiowrva.com, you are missing out on a lot because every single part of this program goes up there. If you missed something, you go to WRVA.com and you can listen to it and download it, share it. If you heard something that was especially important, again, you go to WRVA.com, download it, listen to it, share it. Everything goes up there. We do put everything up there. What is this new thing? I said we recorded this segment. It was about something new. Well, I'll give you the information in a couple of moments. All right. I am debuting a brand new award. We have had the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor now for the better part of 8 years, I guess almost 9 years. We present that every month. Every month we have a Central Virginia law enforcement officer who receives the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And these are folks who are serving today, keeping us safe, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I am going to be debuting a brand new award. You'll hear the details of it in just a couple of moments. What else can I tell you? Well, I guess that's it, right? You're feeling good? Good. Good, good, good. Did I mention? I know I mentioned the other day, but I'll mention it again. My best buddy, Emily Morrissey, you know, she's getting ready to celebrate a big birthday coming up. Yeah, June the 23rd. And I just want to make sure that you check out my Facebook pages because I posted a little message there that I just want you to take a look at. That's all. It relates to an effort that I have, which hopefully will help you to make my pal Emily's day even better. I mean, the birthday is going to be great. I guarantee you there's going to be a delicious cake. I got a sneaking suspicion there might be a present or two. And if you go to either The Jeff Katz Show or just look for Jeff Katz, the Radio Katz on Facebook, you'll find a little message there with a couple of details I posted that could, and I hope will, help you to help my friend Emily have an even better birthday, a happier birthday. Yeah. So it's a favor. I'm calling in all my chips. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah. I don't know why I'm so excited. Oh, yeah, because it's Friday. That's look at that. Here I of course, because it's Friday. Let me tell you about this new thing that I'm going to do, and I am going to talk all about it with our first honoree. Recipient. We will do that next week. But here's what I decided to do. We've got so many fantastic law enforcement people here in Central Virginia. And I am nothing short of humbled to be able to help out every once in a while and pay tribute to some of these folks, to go into academies, man. That's the best part. I think it really is. I love being there. Every time I talk with somebody who's got 20, 25 years and they go, man, the job's not the same and this is difficult or that's a challenge. And then I go into these academies and I see this collection of young, fresh faces. Because there's a part of me that thinks, well, nobody's going to do the job in this day and age, right? It's totally different than any other time. Just not going to happen. Not going to happen. Well, thing is, we've got a whole bunch of great young people who are entering into law enforcement. And I am just so humbled and grateful to them. I have decided to establish a new award, and we are calling it the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. The Jan McTernan Legacy Award. We are not stopping the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor. Far from it. The Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor will continue to be presented every month on the final Friday of the month, that is Blue Friday. But the Jan McTernan Legacy Award will be presented maybe once a year, maybe less than that. The Jan McTernan Legacy Award is designed for someone to receive who has served 20 years or 20 years plus in law enforcement and is leaving behind a legacy in the law enforcement community that reminds me of the legacy Jan McTernan left behind. Is anybody going to leave behind a legacy exactly like Jan's? No, of course not, because Jan was unique. But every other person who's put 20 years in is also unique. And they have done things and helped people. And it's just going to be a different focus. My sense is that those folks who have completed 20 years and are looking to retire will be where I ask law enforcement leaders to look first when nominating someone for the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. I have already designed a, I think, pretty attractive crystal trophy. Mike McTernan of Prince George Towing, who is one of Jan's sons, came to me and said, I will pay for that that beautiful award. Let me foot the cost on that. Okay. So, you know, Mike already has endowed, if you will, paid for all of the challenge coins that our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor recipients get. And now he said, yes, I will pay for the trophy for the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. So the McTernans are good people. They always have been. And it's nice to see that that continues. So I will give you more details. And in fact, as I said, we recorded earlier today with the very first recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. But I don't feel right releasing the name today simply because Jeremy and I have to go through this audio. We're going to get it together. And then when it's ready to drop, then we'll let you know exactly who the recipient is. And, you know, here I am talking about the challenge coins. I gotta send a note to Mike and let him know we're just about out of challenge coins. We got to get a new set of challenge coins done, and we'll see if he wants to help out again. And if he doesn't, that's okay, too. Not to worry. Dr. Dave Bratt joins us next. 325 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 336 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got a lot of heat coming our way. I'm just going to tell you that.
Hey, Jeff, it's really hot today. It's 88. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Next week, whole week, right around 100 degrees. And you heard our friend Matt DiNardo from 8 News say, this whole heat wave, get used to it for real. This is going to be around probably till the first week of July. So that is hot. One of the things that we're probably not going to see at the next meeting or even the next meeting of the Fed is a rate cut. That's the buzz. Now, I don't know if that's entirely true. I have no idea. But I do know that the president is upset that this Jerome Powell character is holding rates where they are. And my minimal, basic, amateur understanding of the economy says it seems like we're in pretty good shape. But as you know, I have three economists that I trust implicitly. Adam Smith, Milton Friedman, Dave Bratt. And by the way, not necessarily in that order. The only one that is able to be on the show, however, is Dr. Dave Bratt, and he joins us every Friday afternoon. I'm so happy to welcome him again. Dave, thank you for being here, sir.
Glad to have outlived the old guys. Glad to be with you.
We are thrilled that you are here, my friend. All right, explain great this for me. President Trump is, if I understand it correctly, he's the guy who's trying to get the economy cooking again, recover from the Biden crap, and get us where we need to be. And I see no inflation that I'm aware of in the same stratosphere as it was under Biden. And all these things seem to be good. The president says they're good. We're not seeing tariff kickback or anything else. But Jerome Powell says, nope, we're not cutting the rates. What gives? Explain it to all of us, would you?
Yeah, it is very complex right now. I think there is a little personal animosity and politics built in here. You got one Fed guy today coming out and saying he's open to cuts, and he may end up being the next Fed chair. Okay. And so Trump, you know, basically is got multiple layers of business going on right now. He's working the big beautiful bill.
Yep.
He's working tax cuts. He's working on manufacturing, bringing jobs back to America, bringing capital in the trillions back to the U.S. He's got to contend with a war.
Yep.
So he's navigating a lot of waters right now, and so I think his logic is, you got to be kidding me, guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm facing. And you bailed out Wall Street every 5 seconds for the past 40 years, and that's why the rich got richer and the poor got nothing.
Yes.
And so he's like, you know, cut me some slack. And, you know, if you're in a perfect economy right now, I probably wouldn't be in favor of a rate cut. But when you've got all this going on at the same time and no evidence of inflation, it's like, come on, Fed, let's give a little bit here so we can get some economic growth going. And if you see signs of prices going up later, well, then do your job.
Right.
But, you know, Trump's basic talking point is that Europe's cut 10 times, you know, probably small 0.25 each time or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants a big cut. But, you know, I in all fairness, I think a small rate cut, just, you know, because you know it'll prop up the markets. The markets are following the war, which I do find fascinating, by the way, right? The rich guys always seem to know, right? I mean, you didn't see. I mean, we were on the brink of war. All the intelligence was it was going to be Thursday and Friday, yesterday and today, bombing.
Right.
U.S. bombing. And then all of a sudden, Trump pulls back and says, nope, two more weeks. And so in my mind, what should have happened is the market should have freaked out more, but they knew. And so I don't know how they know. I think, you know, J.P. Morgan and two or three guys probably do have the inside call and the inside track on that stuff, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other people know to follow the top two or three with the inside information.
Yep.
And the market says whatever. So, it, man, it's a fascinating time to be alive. And wow.
Can you offer some insight on the Powell stuff and the chairmanship? Because here's what my research shows me, that his term as chair of the Fed is May 2026, but he's appointed to the Fed board to serve until January 2028. So does he have two positions of some sort, or am I just not reading that right?
I don't know. We need to fix this thing fast, right?
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve is a quasi-private, quasi-public bank, which I don't like in the first place.
Mm.
Right? Make it one or the other. It you know, quasi, what's that mean?
Right.
And I don't know if you've been following it. I've done a few news hits on this. But the Fed is paying $200 billion a year to the private banks in interest costs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that's they're upside down. They're bankrupt, right? Because they were doing that, and they were paying it out of the Federal Reserve balance sheet and profits, which they make off the interest rate spreads.
Wow.
But now the new news is they're paying it through the Treasury, which means your tax dollars, if you do $200 billion times 10 years, right? $200 billion a year, right?
And
so over 10 years, though, that's $2 trillion in savings to the U.S. budget.
Wow.
Right? And that's more than Congress and Senate are willing to cut over the next 10 years.
Wow.
And so if you're interested in that kind of stuff, you may want to look that up. And I'm blanking on the guy's name. I got it. It's Brian Westbury, W-E-S-B-U-R-Y. He's got probably the second one of the top two financial newsletters in the country. And I interviewed him a couple weeks back. And he's been reporting on this for years.
Mm.
And so the Federal Reserve is just treated as this, you know, mythical entity that no one gets to question. And they're stealing from you. And you better wake up and find out about it and then take some action. Get to your congressman, ask them for oversight meetings on this.
Well, yeah, that sounds like it's absolutely essential. Let me remind everybody, Dr. Dave Bratt is joining us. Dave is the Senior Vice President for Business Affairs at Liberty University, but he's not here on behalf of Liberty. He's kind enough to join us on Friday afternoons. We talk a little bit about the economic world, what is going on, how it's impacting us. Some of the other stuff that many of us are looking at, Dave, we keep hearing you mention in the big, beautiful bill. There's this battle about an issue. They call it SALT, right? State and local taxes. What exactly is that all about?
Well, that's just a total disaster. And that I can say without any equivocation is a disaster if you're a conservative, right?
Yeah.
So basically, the rich states have high state and local taxes. And they want to deduct those payments from their federal taxes.
Right.
And so basically in economics, you're kind of rewarding states who are underperforming, right? California, New York, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
These rich blue states who have huge pension funds, who are blowing cash with every kind of benefit under the sun. And they're broke. They're hurting. They're upside down. You know, 10 years out, their balance sheets are terrible. Whether they can pay their pensions is a question.
Right.
And we're supposed to bail them out. Flyover country is supposed to bail out these rich states.
Ugh.
And so, you know, that the House did it because we want to win a few political votes out of New York and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really vocal congressmen over there that are making noise. But the Senate, I don't think, is going to put up with it. So we raised the cap from $10,000 right off to $40,000 in the House bill.
Yeah.
And the Senate is saying probably going to slap it back down to $10,000.
Okay.
And that'll cause, you know, but Trump is basically threatening all of them. He says, okay, good. Well, you'll be in charge of the biggest tax increase in human history if you vote no on the bill. So that's some pressure.
Okay.
That's some pressure.
All right. Yeah, that's huge pressure. I'm like you though, Dave. I'm trying to think the lesson that comes from that is, number one, dear badly managed states, keep doing it, right? Hey, you're doing a heck of a job there. And number two, if you have decided you want to live there, I mean, I don't want to live there, then that's your problem. Part of what went into the equation, right, for the most of us is going, all right, well, if you live in New York and your personal property taxes are $40,000 a year, I think you need professional help. I think you're crazy. And I don't think I should have to underwrite that. I just don't.
No, and it's very similar. I mean, when people find out that their heads explode because it's so unfair, but the U.S. taxpayer is also subsidizing, you know, flood insurance and hurricane insurance for the richest homes down on the coast of Florida, et cetera.
Yep, yep.
And so I thought, well, surely, okay, maybe one time, but the law actually states they'll bail out four or five homes for the rich over multiple hurricane seasons. So it's like once you learn the lesson, it seems like, hey, I really can't afford this beautiful home with the full costs, right? And economics is about the full cost, which includes the risk of living on the ocean. It's stunning, but it comes with waves. And so, you know, why the rest of us should have to pay the bill for that risk for the super wealthy. And, you know, that's why there's kind of a populist revolution going on right now.
Yep.
And it's a good thing. People are waking up and starting to ask the basic questions. There's good reports out the African American, the black community is moving in this populist direction big time because they're getting sick of this, you know, being put in buckets as being black or Hispanic or whatever all the time. They just want to be, hey, I want to buy a house. I want my wages to go up.
Yep.
And I want my kid to have good schools, and I don't want my kids to be assaulted with crazy theories.
That's right.
And so it's there's some good news happening. There's some good news going on.
Yeah, that's one of those things, man. I mean, you've had the left obviously define everybody into these group identity politics groups, and then you're dealing with real live human beings who you say, you go in this box or that box, or I go in that box. You know, no, I would like my kids to have a job. I want to have a good education. I want to be safe. I want to go to the store. I want my neighbors to mow their lawn, and we're going to wave at each other as we drive down the road. That's it. You know, it's pretty simple, pretty basic.
Yep.
It's just living life the way God wants you to live life. Tell me about my Liberty Flames. Who's in action this week, Dave?
Well, we are on summer break right now. The people in action right now are the law school students who are on my floor. They're all prepping for their big law exam, so they're freaking out and drinking a lot of coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
But our law school has pass rates that are up there with the Ivy Leaguers, and they got ethics that surpass the Ivy Leaguers. So, higher liberty.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. You know that. I encourage everybody I meet, if they've got kids who are thinking about college, they got nieces, nephews, grandkids, if you're not considering Liberty, you're missing out on a lot. Dave, I say it every week, and God willing, I'll continue to say it for a lot of weeks ahead. I love the fact you make time for us. It always means so much for you to be here, and I wish you and yours simply a blessed weekend, brother.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm enjoying the summer. I'm getting out and hitting some tennis balls and enjoying the warm weather. Next week will be a little bit tougher, but I love it. I love the summer. Thanks for having me on the show, Jeff. It's great. You do a great show. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. That is Dr. Dave Brandt from Liberty University. He's not here on behalf of Liberty University. It's kind of weird to say it, but that's the truth. He needs to let everybody know what the truth is on the economic front. People sometimes forget, wasn't Dave in politics? He was. I don't think that was the highlight of his life. I'll tell you that right now. His big, major, most important accomplishments, in my humble opinion, have been on college campuses, educating young people and talking about economics and the world of business and how you make your way in it. He's a good, good guy. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, I am indeed walking like an Egyptian. Little Bengals action there. Susanna Hoffs on lead. Anyway, all right. No, I'm stop that. Stop that. No, don't stop the music. I was talking to myself. I shouldn't behave like that. I'm a grown man, for goodness. I'm a grown blank man. Won't say that out. Oh, I did say it out loud. Stanny Andruski, my brother from another mother, who during the week has founded Certified Auto Repair, is going to be here a little more than a half hour from now. He'll be here at 4:35. We got brutal temperatures on the way. 100 degrees plus. That's hot. Now, you and I can kind of sit inside, turn on the AC, put our feet into a big bucket, what do you call it, of ice, right? And enjoy ourselves. What about our cars? What do you do with your cars when it's 100 degrees outside? I mean, I don't know. And I do know one thing. I know that batteries, in the heat, your battery could die, absolutely die in this heat. So I want to get some insight from Stan, and we'll do that at 4:35. What we do to make sure our cars stay safe for the next week or so. And Matt DiNardo from 8 News just told us a few moments ago, hey, this excessive heat is going to be with us probably right through July 1st or 2nd. So we do have some time. We've got to safeguard that. Somebody sent me a note. Oh, I think I forgot to give you the number. I apologize. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Somebody sent me a note that says, hey, I'm hearing that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears hates John Reed. Is that true? Have no idea. I really don't. It also doesn't matter. You want to win and save our Commonwealth, everybody's got to put their hands in the middle and be one united team. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 406, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I find it interesting that the not-so-new mayor of the city of Richmond, the good Dr. Donnie Avulli, is inviting Henrico and Hanover to form some sort of a regional water advisory board. I mean, not a terrible idea. Let me be very clear. It's not a terrible idea. Better idea is for Hanover, anyway, to look at options other than the city of Richmond. Maybe my beloved Hanover County teams up with Henrico County. I don't know. But what has become clear, at least to me, as a layman, a civilian standing here on the outside, is that the city of Richmond does not have the infrastructure within its water department to maintain safe, potable water. That's all. Doesn't mean you hate anybody. You're just a hater. I don't hate anybody. Well, there are a couple of people I hate. But for the most part, I don't hate anybody. Are there general categories of people I hate? Yes. If you are a child molester, I'm not interested in chatting. I hate you. You go out of your way to hurt animals. I hate you. But I live in Richmond. I don't hate you. Hell, man, the very first water crisis. You remember what I did on this program? Alone? Solo? Was to get people to bring water into the city and then have it distributed. God bless Reva Trammell, city council member for the 8th District, represents the South Side. She got the water distributed. That was water that my listeners brought from elsewhere. All right. I didn't mean to say I did it single-handedly. I just meant this show. Jeremy, of course, was working hard to do it. But nobody else. It was just me and Germ. Or Germ and me. I don't care. Which I don't care who gets the credit. No, actually, I guess I do. Yeah, Germ, it was all me. With some help from you. And most of the help came from Reva Trammell as well. So that's where I am on that. So no, I certainly don't hate anybody in that regard. But I live in Hanover. I want reliable water. That's it. And if it is too expensive for our county alone to do this water thing all on her own. It doesn't make any sense. It takes 20 years to put it together. Okay, I get that. I understand all of that. Next week, you know what, Jeremy? Let me call an audible here. Next week, can you do me a favor? Get Ryan Hudson back on. Ryan is on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors, represents the Mechanicsville District. Now, Ryan's a good guy. Ryan and I served together on the Community Services Board for quite some time. And he's somebody who knows. And he doesn't ever shy away from a discussion and getting into issues. So, yeah, Jerm, do me a favor. Reach out to Ryan. Let's get him on. Because I also want to ask him about the increase. Remember, a couple of weeks ago now, I guess, we learned that the Hanover County School Board gave themselves a raise. They doubled their own salary. Oh, I'm sure my taxpayer dollars are going for that, but there's a part of me thinking, man, that's pretty cool. Because I'm pretty sure Jeremy and I could get together and hold a vote. I think it would be unanimous to double our salaries. In fact, we could even extend the vote. I would extend it out to Charles Pyle, who does a great job as our news guy. He's our news director, and we are so fortunate, so blessed to have Charles on this team. And let me tell you, absolutely doubly blessed to have him doing the news on this here little program, because he's just rock solid and decades of experience. But I think the three of us, given the opportunity, if we held a vote, I think we would vote to double our salary. I'm pretty sure. I don't do predictions like that hack of hacks, Larry Sabato. Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. Larry Sabato is a terrible person. And Larry Sabato, quite frankly, should never, ever be asked his opinion on anything ever again. And while I like my pal Tyler Englander over there at 8 News, Tyler, I'm telling you, man, the last thing you need is Sabato. Take a look at his posts comparing Donald Trump to the Nazis. To Hitler. Take a look at his posts comparing Trump supporters to the Nazis. That's why, in my opinion, Sabato should never, ever again be asked anything other than perhaps, do you want fries with that? That really should be the only question anybody asks him. Should we be involved in bombing Iran? I think we should, probably. Let me explain the difference between Iran and Russia. People have said, well, we're not helping Ukraine, and, you know, Putin has nuclear weapons. You're absolutely right. Putin has nuclear weapons. No question about it. Putin, former KGB, and he's still in that mindset. Putin is a bad guy. Putin is, to his very core, an evil, rotten, vile human being. But you know what else he is? He's fat and lazy. Putin likes his life. Putin likes being the president of Russia. He likes living in palaces and eating caviar and doing any damn thing he wants, which means he's not anxious to bring about the end of the world. He's not anxious to deploy nuclear weapons. Compare that to Ali Khamenei, who is the, quote, supreme leader of Iran. He is bat-crap crazy. He is the head of a death cult that is determined to bring about the apocalypse, the end of the world, so that the 12th Imam will return, the Mahdi. He is willing to give up his life. He is anxious to bring about the end of the world, and God help us if he gets nuclear weapons. That's it. Okay. Don't we have a little bit of a John Stewart? I want to take a listen to that and remind you about our James River Air text line as well, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let's take a listen. Cut number one, John Stewart.
For a second, and talk about the macro idea of risk assessment within this world. The one thing about Israel that I truly do not understand is this idea of they won't live in a world of risk, but we live in a world of risk. There is no zero risk. It's this idea of if there is one suicide attack that is done by a Palestinian, well, then we must remove Hamas, or we must wage war until we are safe. And that just seems like a fundamentally flaw. The United States certainly lives in a world of risk. Russia has nuclear weapons. China has nuclear weapons. North Korea has nuclear weapons. They've all expressed at different times antipathy towards the United States, or a desire to use them in North Korea's case, against the United States. So this idea that we can create a world where there is no risk, it seems that what they create is a world of instability where everything is at risk.
Yes.
And so I just want to get at the underlying fundamental principle that is being deployed here that's causing such destruction in Gaza and all of this death, as though you can create a world of no risk through violence. It makes no sense to me. Ben, what is your thought on that larger principle?
My thought is that you're a moron. That's my thought. That's my professional assessment, Mr. Stewart, now that I've listened to you. I think you're just an idiot. Because you clearly have not paid attention to what it is that Israel has said. This is not about eliminating all risk. This is about eliminating immediate risk. This is about eliminating risk, which is at your front door. Now, Mr. Stewart, you don't live in a world of risk. You live behind gates. You live with bodyguards. You live a pretty damn cushy life. That's the difference. I'm always amazed and disappointed to hear someone like a John Stewart weigh in that way. Man, how awful is that? It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
What a maroon.
4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Do you want to know when the 100-degree temps get here? Yeah, you do. Look. Tonight's the night to enjoy, because it's going to be partly cloudy, some light winds, lows of 66. Man, you could probably go just open the windows. But starting tomorrow, right through next week, we are in the 90s, a couple of days at 100 degrees, a couple of days just below 100 degrees, and a day or two above 100 degrees. No relief in sight on that one. Even the long range stuff. Now we're all the way into 4th of July. So we got a lot of hot weather coming our way. That's going to do some brutal things to your car. That's my thought anyway. And we'll get some insight. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, will be here at 4:35. Stan, during the week, will be found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. During the Saturday morning hours, though, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know where you find him? Right here, News Radio WRVA, hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. So you'll make sure at 4:35 to be sure to be here to get some tips to keep that car functioning right. And everybody's going to have their air conditioning on. There's no question about that, right? So let me just tell you something I came across a little bit earlier today. I'm going to let Stan talk. In fact, I'm going to ask Stan to talk about it. But I came across this earlier today. They are doing a special free air conditioning performance test. They're doing that at both Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. Those are both Stan and Megan operations. They have different names just because Arts had been around for so long with that name. They thought, well, everybody knows Arts. We'll leave it there. But it's the same great people. It's Stan and Megan and Robbie. I mean, he's a Ford guy and all, but otherwise a pretty cool dude. And he's solid, man. He manages both of those stores. But both Certified and Arts will have free air conditioning performance tests. You've got to go to the websites to get, it's a coupon, basically. But you need that coupon to get that free test. So if you go to any of my Facebook pages, you can look at Radio Katz or The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. I've got it posted there, make it nice and easy to you. I'm reading, as I do every Friday afternoon, great writing from my pal Dave Saunders. Dave, of course, created Madison and Maine, which is an amazing public relations firm advertising firm. They do great work. They really do. But in addition to that, Dave bought the Tea Room, the Texas Inn out in Lynchburg. And he bought both of them down in Lynchburg, actually. Then he decided to open some more. And he's got a great piece today in his weekly newsletter. He says, you know, I've been in marketing my whole life. I know how to do these things right. And I forgot about one thing. I forgot the sign that says open. I thought, well, how weird is that? But how many businesses are there that have not put the open sign out or have not lit up an open sign, you know, that glows in the dark or something, man? It is so basic, but it's just great to see somebody call that out and say, don't forget to do that. You may have the best business in the world and nobody knows you're open. You might have the best business in the world, and for whatever reason, you are not BBB accredited with the Better Business Bureau. That's something else you better address. Seriously, you better go and get Better Business Bureau accredited, because I'm going to do what my father used to do, and that's only deal with people who've got that Better Business Bureau accreditation. That's how much I think of it. My business is BBB accredited. It is 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. You think it's hot today? Is it hot enough for you? I hate that question, but everybody's asking, is it hot enough for you? Now you can answer them. It is, but it doesn't matter, because next week, we will have days of 100 degrees, days right below 100 degrees, and days above 100 degrees. How about them? Really, really fried apples. You know, if they're fried with brown sugar, they're really yummy. But anyway, I digress. All right, so we got hot weather coming up. And I'm here to tell you that's going to wreak some havoc with your cars. I did mention these special air conditioning performance tests that Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service are doing. And I'm going to let Stan Andruski explore that more. But Stan joins us every Friday afternoon. He is my brother from another mother. During the week, you will find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And on Saturdays, 8 o'clock in the morning, best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski is on this very radio station. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, the one and only Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, bro. How are you?
I am fine, but I am fearful. Next week is going to be hot.
Oh, there's no need to fear at all. You know, I told you I was really excited last weekend, announced it for the first time. Something we're trying to do for the summer for people. There's so much in the automotive industry that doesn't seem to have like an automotive standard, so to speak. You know that for the last few years, I've been working my hardest to get that fixed. Yeah. So that even technicians who have been in it for a long time can come together and say, yes, we agree. And if we don't, what should we do to be able to realize that this is what we should be doing on cars, right? Just a standard. Why do we suggest doing that? And it doesn't exist. Your standards come basically from the people you trust who have been doing it for a long time. So what I want to do is I want to clarify and help people with that heat. It is no if it gets too cold out and you don't have heat, you know, it's not like some kind of, wow, something bad could happen. You could die. If it gets too hot in your car, same thing. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, like, you cannot mess around in Virginia when this heat comes like this, just like you can't. When it gets cold out. And so we just want to, both shops, you know, Certified Auto Repair, they've been open since 2012 with us. And then we added Arts last February, not this one, the one before in 23, built it all up, got it to the standards we felt like we could start working out of it better, following the warranties, master certified techs in every bay. And now both stores are going to do this all summer long. So if your AC is not working, you want to know why, set up an appointment. It's the free AC checks. We're going to tell you what's going on with it. We're going to hook the gauges up. Most of the time, believe it or not, to get cold air, it's not always that expensive, okay? Mm-hmm. The average AC repair ticket is usually under $1,000. It's probably more closer to $200, which usually involves the most common repairs, an O-ring leak.
Okay.
Excuse me, an O-ring leak and a recharge of Freon, and you're on your way. Those are the most common problems. However, we don't mind figuring out what the problem is within reason, right? If it's going to be something that's going to take us hours to diagnose, we're obviously not going to be able to sit there and do that for all these customers for free. I mean, we've got guys that are qualified, but we definitely have enough AC machines, enough AC equipment, enough experience to say, come on by, set up an appointment. We're asking people to please bring the coupons off the website, even if you have it on your phone while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that, right? We just want to make sure that you're getting it from the website and that you're making an appointment, because we have so many people coming in, as you can imagine, just for this deal, that we have our regular work we do every day too in there, right? So we're trying to manage this in a manageable way. I know this week we've got almost 60 appointments just from the little bit that we advertised, me on Saturday and you this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that.
Sure.
So almost 60 cars from that, and next week's going to be even hotter. So please don't hesitate to call either Arts Automotive Service, which is at 1214 Athens Avenue, or Certified Auto Repair, 84 Oakview Avenue. And so Monday through Friday, they're open, guys. Our people do not want to be open on the weekends, and if they do, we'll open for y'all. But right now, they want to be with their families, and so we try to honor that.
Yeah.
And we still get cars out in a very quick, usually within a day turnaround is our turnaround time for just about every car that comes in. So please, if you need help with it, let us help you.
Stan, tell everybody a little bit about some of the risks from the heat for the car. The one that I mentioned is one that I have experienced personally because, as you know, we used to live out in Las Vegas in Nevada. We lived in the desert where it was 114 days for 30 days in a row. And cars in those conditions, man, they go through batteries like you and I change our socks. I had never known that because I came from back east, right? All I knew was snow and ice. I knew that wasn't great, but, you know, what could the heat do? It'll destroy your battery. It does terrible damage if it's bright sunshine, obviously, to the paint. But mechanically, besides the battery, what does it do? And can we take steps to protect the battery?
Yeah, I mean, the batteries are always, anytime there's a heat or extreme cold situation, you're going to have battery issues. I always say we only carry Interstate. They usually have a 3-year free replacement on those batteries, no questions asked. And I like that warranty. I'm a big person of, if your product's good or the service that you offer, even at Certified and Arts, you know we give a 3 or 36,000-mile warranty minimum on all the repair work we do.
Right.
And so if your work is good, I say, where are the receipts for that? Excuse me, my puppies are going, where are the receipts for that?
Yep.
Right? And so we like to bring receipts of that. Just like BG, we're going to give you a lifetime warranty on your engine if you use our products, your transmission, if you use their products. Well, that's bringing receipts. I haven't seen Pennzoil or Mobil 1 or anybody else, Amsoil, do that. And so you got to understand, I love when a company comes up and says, our batteries are good enough that we're going to give you a free 3-year or 36-month replacement warranty, right? No questions asked. If the battery's bad, you get a new one.
And then
most of them also give you an additional few years to do that. So those batteries, the better premium batteries are generally going to last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Starting your car on a regular basis, parking it in the shade, it really does make a big difference when it comes down to those things. The other thing is, if you're in there for those AC checks, we're going to be inspecting your fluids and everything else for you for free as well.
Okay.
We're going to look it over, make sure your coolant is not at a situation where if we fix your AC system, believe it or not, that puts a bigger load on the battery, on the electrical system, and on, like, your coolant and other fluids. So we're going to check and make sure we're not going to fix your AC problem here, and then you're going to run into say your coolant isn't at the correct level to be able to cool your vehicle down, right? So we're going to look at those things and be able to give you a full idea and then give you, as you know, my wife came in and said, we need priorities. We can't just be, a lot of people don't understand what it takes to take care of a car. And so we go through them, from head to toe. But we're going to tell you that these are the things that, A, you came in here for and are safety related that could cause an issue. And then, B, we're going to talk to you guys and to anybody who brings it in about, these are things you can possibly wait on. These are things that you can take your time with.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And no,
go ahead.
I was going to say, that's the way to do it. And Megan came up with that and was, correct as per usual, Stan. I don't care if you are a grown blank man. She was right. And that is the way that you need to do that. Some of the other things that I think, again, you tell me, we're talking about the fluids, we're talking about the battery. But what about belts and hoses? They're not thrilled with 112 degree weather either, are they?
No, sir. And that's one of the things that you'll see when you look at your maintenance manual these days. It doesn't tell you when they recommend replacing your hoses or your belts or anything like that. And so you have to go by people who have worked in the industry for a long time and what we've seen, and then you go by the people who make the belts. And so, yeah, just being checked up. If you have your oil change done by a professional service or a professional shop that does professional services, you're going to be in there getting checked on a regular basis, right? Every 50, mm-hmm. every 7,000 miles or so, every few months you're going to be in there. And they're going to be keeping up with that if they're a local representative, if they're a very good shop that could represent you and take care of what's going on, right? So they're going to be looking at it. And they're going to be coming up with answers for you that are what you need to know. When do most manufacturers say we need to replace our belts? Right around 90 to 100,000 miles. When are we supposed to replace our struts, and our shocks? About 75,000 miles. So, yes, keeping up on top of those things. But what about if you knew about it 6 months ago, right, and now you're coming in to get a state inspection, your car is in good shape, and you're like, you know what? The belts are overdue. You told me about this 6 months ago, and I have the budget now to be able to do that. That's the right. goal here is to spread it out. And as you and I both have talked about, as a matter of fact, Jerm reminded me every call, your producer, Jeremy, said, hey, man, I just keep telling everybody it's so hard to believe, but everything I look at is true. You know, for every dollar you spend in maintenance, you save now $5 to $7 in repair.
Wow.
Think about that. So if you spend $1,000 in maintenance over 2 years, which is easily due on these newer cars, it is. You're saving $5,000 to $7,000 over the lifetime of the vehicle for repairs. Yep. It's just incredible. So you have to maintain and take care of the things you love. Simple as that.
Simple as that. Well, listen, I always appreciate the great insight. Now, remind everybody, we're talking about these air conditioning tests, the AC performance tests at both Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. What folks need to do is download that coupon. You want to give everybody the websites?
Yeah, absolutely. For Arts Automotive Service, it's artsautomotiveservice.com.
Okay.
ArtsAutomotiveService.com.
Okay.
And, you know, again, that's Monday through Friday, 8:30. You there?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Sorry, 8 to 5:30.
Right.
8 a.m. to 5:30. Same thing with Certified Auto Repair.
Mm-hmm.
Certified Auto Repair is the same hours, you know, and it never fails. We're going to go and do the exact same thing at both shops. So if you're closer to one or the other, you're going to get the same service, things like that. For Certified Auto Repair, it's CertifiedAutoRVA.com, CertifiedAutoRVA.com.
Fair enough. Stan, I always appreciate you being here. It's going to be exciting to hear In the Garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. That is my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, and his shops. There are two of them now, Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. You will find them online, artsautomotiveservice.com, certifiedautorva.com. Download those coupons so you can get in there and get that free air conditioning exam, that free air conditioning performance test, and that way you're not going to melt next week when it's in excess of 100 degrees. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Oh, is it ever Friday night? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Friday. I know about you, it's weird. For whatever reason, this Friday just feels, in many ways, even better than other Fridays. Why is this Friday different from other Fridays? Manish tonight. Oh, no. Anyway, I don't know why. But it's a good day. Maybe it's because it's the coolest day we're going to see in a while. Yeah, we're only like at 90 degrees. Pfft, might as well get your mittens and your winter jacket out, right? Next week into the 100-degree range and 100-degree plus. Next week as well. I am thrilled to tell you that Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is going to be here. I was looking at the rundown coming up for Monday morning. Monday morning with Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. Our Attorney General, Jason Meares, who's a great, great guy. I don't know if Jason has ever chatted with Rich before. So that's going to be interesting. Jason Meares, I think, is such a fine human being and a world-class attorney general. We are fortunate. We really are. We're fortunate that he is in that post. So anyway, Monday morning, Jason Meares is going to be with Rich Herrera. Next week, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is going to be with me, and I'm looking forward to chatting with her. It's been too long. I am very sincere when I tell you she's clearly the better woman for the job of governor. That's my sense. You can argue with it if you want. I'm right, but go ahead. You can argue with it. So Winsome Sears will be with us next week. Looking forward to all of that. But listen Monday morning as well, please, because you want to hear what Jason Meares has to say. Jason Meares has got an interesting race against this Jay Jones. I don't know exactly how or why the Dems did what they did, except that that's who the Democrat Party is now. They just keep trying to out-radical each other. And you take a look at the lieutenant governor slot as an example. Right? Ghazala Hashmi? Wow. Okay. I've been on board with my friend John Reed since day one. Day one. I don't have any problems with that at all. Never have. And he's clearly the better person for the job. I would like to see all of the statewide candidates on the GOP side. I'm a Republican. I make no apologies for it. I'd like to see them do a couple of events together, sure. I don't know if that is the most important thing in the world, but it would be nice. We'll see how that plays out. Maybe it will. Maybe it will. I don't know. I can tell you honestly, I haven't chatted with anybody about that, except to offer my opinion, oftentimes unsolicited. But you know me, I just feel compelled to share it anyway. That it would be nice to have some sort of a all for one for all kind of event. And then there you go. I do think that John has attracted a lot of attention and a lot of support. And is a very popular, likable guy. I mean, John is easy to like. You know what I mean? So I think that they're great people on our side. And Winsome Sears is a brilliant, tough woman who's done great things. Jason Meares, I mean, just talking about Jason, I love him in that attorney general role. So I'm excited about this. So that's going to be next week. Coming up in a couple of moments, good friend of mine, Bolly Jarrett, will be here. He's doing some great positive leadership stuff, and I want him to share the details. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Sell five fives all the way around. Let me get to a couple of texts here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, John Reed is carrying the other two candidates. John's the most dynamic. I love Winsome Sears, but she's a zero in the personality category. All right, you're wrong on both of those counts. Now, well, you are. I mean, I don't know who you are, but I'm just telling you, you're wrong. I happen to know a thing or two about this. Not about everything. Like, if you're going to ask me to tell you how a ground rule double works, I would look at you staring, and I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't know. You defer to the experts, right? I don't know. But if you're saying that that Winsome Sears has a zero in the personality category, I can tell you that firsthand, having interacted with her over the last few years, that is completely and totally untrue. And then somebody else, oh, well, John Reed is carrying the other two candidates. Also untrue. Now, I love John. I think everybody knows that. I've been with his campaign, if you will, as a supporter since day one. There was never any question for me. There were other people running. And might have been good people. I don't know. But don't you get to a point where you say, look, I have a relationship. No, not like that. Stop that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Well, I'm just saying. No, I've known John for a decade now, I guess. Not just as a work colleague, but as a legitimate friend. We chat on a regular basis. And I think the world, actually, now that I say it, I think the world not just of John, but I think the entire Reed family is a great family. I loved having the opportunity to spend some time with his dad, the late Jack Reed. And I remember John saying to me, oh, it's a shame you didn't know him like back in his heyday. It's okay. I mean, I had a glimpse, and I knew that those were great experiences. They were just so enjoyable. He was such a good guy. And his mom, as you know, I just love John's mom, Judy. She is a sweetheart. Nobody better. And he's got a, well, anyway, I mean, he's got a great family. That's my point. And I'm happy to count them as friends. And they're all people that I know and have interacted with. And John has, as a friend, been here many times. So I say all of that so that you know when I say he's not carrying the other two, I'm not being nasty. I'm just telling you the truth. Each of those three candidates has a unique constituency. No doubt about it. They, in my opinion, have got to blend to bring them all to the table and get votes from everybody. Somebody else said, Jeff, the word on the street is Winston Sears can't stand John. I don't think that's true either. Here's what I know. We have the three most diverse, competent candidates. Now, I would ordinarily put competent first, but since diversity seems to be a buzzword for many, I put it first. But we have the three most diverse, competent candidates on our side that I have ever seen. And the Democrats have nominated the three most extreme, most radical candidates that I have ever seen. Anybody who thinks that the Abigail Spamberger campaign is really about Virginia, well, it's not. It's about her running for president down the line. I mean, that's what she's going to do. She's, well, the deep state's deep state, right? And she is a hardcore committed leftist. Well, Jeff, I heard that she worked across party lines. She said she was a moderate. Hey, I say I'm 6'2". We're both liars. All you'd have to do is take a look at her voting record when she was in Congress. It's not hard to do, and you don't have to trust me. Go do your own research. We live in a day and age where every piece of information about everything that's ever happened since the dawn of time is now available online. In addition to amazing videos of really cute puppies and kittens. Go do your own research. Do your own research. And you'll see where she was and what she did. That's it. It's easy. It's really, really easy. So next week in the morning, the Attorney General, Jason Meares, is going to be on Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. And next week in the afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Winston Sears will be with me. And it'll be good stuff. That's all. Oh, I had a chance. You know, I mentioned earlier, and let me bring everybody up to speed. I mentioned this way back in the 3 o'clock hour. I am starting a new awards program here in Central Virginia. Every month now for 8 years, I have bestowed the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And it goes to a local Central Virginia law enforcement officer who has gone above and beyond, who represents what I consider to be the best of the badge. And you know, we have had police officers as well as deputy sheriffs. We've had state police officers as well as state troopers. We've had a variety of special agents from the federal ranks. We have had FBI and DEA and ATF. We've had some really great people through those years. But I wanted to recognize some other folks in law enforcement who are 20 years into it. See, a lot of the folks for our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor are people who have many, many, many more years to go in service. And that's great. That's fantastic. That's you need really good, young, energetic folks doing the job. But There are folks who are, quite frankly, 20 years into their service, more towards the end of their service than the beginning. And some of them are creating a legacy. Some of them are leaving a legacy behind for their particular agency or for Central Virginia law enforcement in general. And so we are starting a brand new program. I will be presenting the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. And there are going to be some serious standards. Standard number one is you must have 20 years on the job and realistically be at a point where you're probably going to be retiring relatively soon. It doesn't have to be, oh, that's it, Jeff, I'm out of here tomorrow sort of thing. But you're going to need to show that you, well, actually, you won't need to show. Whoever it is that nominates you is going to need to show that you've got 20 years of service and that what you've done through those 20 years plus is going to leave a legacy. And I'm not going to decide this one on my own. I'm going to tell you that right now. I am inviting both of Jan's sons, Richard McTernan. Richard, by the way, happens to be acting sergeant at the Richmond Police Department's Training Academy. And her other son, Mike McTernan, who owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side. And I'm going to bring in some of the leading law enforcement top-level leadership. So it's going to be, as I think about it, it's probably going to be lieutenant and above. You're going to see how many chiefs might be willing to weigh in on this. Maybe some retired folks. You know what I'm thinking right off the bat? Jerm, make a note of this because you know I'll forget. But I'm thinking Adam Lee, right? Adam Lee retired as the special agent in charge of our FBI Richmond field office. If anybody could look at nominees for the new Jan McTernan Legacy Award, I would think it would be a guy like Adam who's put 20 plus years in with the Bureau. You know who else, Jerm? Again, make a note because I'll forget. The other Jeff Katz, right? The other Jeff Katz who just retired, what, a year ago, 2 years ago, as the chief out of the Chesterfield County Police Department. Remember, he served as the chief down in Boynton Beach, Florida. He served as the chief here in Chesterfield. Now he's up at the FBI Academy in Quantico. He's left a legacy in both of those agencies. I'll bet you he would be somebody who absolutely could weigh in on some of those nominations. So that's how we're going to do it. So we decided to do it. The very first recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award actually found out about it today. Today. And we recorded that earlier today. I'm not telling you who it is yet because Jeremy has a lot of work to do in post-production to take the audio where I ramble, sometimes incoherently, and turn it into an actual segment that is worth airing. But that's on Jeremy. He does the hard work and the heavy lifting. He does it all the time. And then we will figure out exactly when we will air that segment. But Jeremy, you're right. That's why I'm feeling so good today. That's why today, as a Friday, is such a good Friday. Because I was surrounded by such great people today. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. All right, speaking of great people, my buddy Bolly Jarrett's going to be with us at 5:35. Bolly is, super dude. I mean, he's a great CPA, and I nominated as the best CPA in Central Virginia this year. He won that designation last year, and he's involved with Maxwell Leadership, John Maxwell, as I am, and he's always looking to help people with high road performance leadership. So Bolly's going to be back with us at 5:35. And you know what else is really cool about Bolly? He's a graduate of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College. It's true. I think he was the valedictorian for his class, but he's definitely a graduate. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday! Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. And Jeremy, you are absolutely correct. Germ pointed out to me that the reason I'm feeling so doggone good today is because earlier today, around 11 o'clock, we had the opportunity to be surrounded by greatness. And we were presenting the first ever Jan McTernan Legacy Award. The recipient, by the way, had no idea that they were getting it. So there was a little bit of maneuvering involved in getting that person actually to the Radio Factory, and then setting up, well, a reception, really, is what it was, right? We had a number of folks show up, folks who had worked with this person through the years, and it was great. It was a family as well. Family as well. So that particular person had no idea that their family, spouse, as well as children would be attending this. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. And this weekend, I guess, Jerm, you're going to send me all the raw work parts. I'm going to listen to it, work on it. You're going to work on it. And then hopefully, and turn around quickly, we hope, in a week or so, we'll be able to air it. And provide it to the leadership in the agency as well, because that's important, Jerm. Let's not forget that. I want to make sure that the department gets all of it and does whatever is appropriate to salute this person. It's groundbreaking, don't you think? It's a trailblazer sort of thing. You get to be the first at anything good. You'll be remembered. Now, you're the first to do something bad. Yeah, you're also going to be remembered, but that's not the way you want to do that. And earlier today, had the chance to spend a couple of moments with Rich Herrera. Somebody asked me not too long ago, hey, Jeff, do you like Rich? Yeah, I like him a lot. Seems like an awfully nice guy. I think we get along quite well. I like the opportunities to chat with him as well. Kind of like me, you know, he's a radio dude, which is nice. It's nice. You can talk kind of in shorthand, some of the secret language that only radio people know. But it was good time. And Monday morning on Rich's show, Jason Meagher is the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, is going to be here. Next week on my show, Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears is going to be here. And as you know, I've got the door open for everybody. We have six statewide candidates, and I am more than happy to have each and every one of them appear on this here little show. It is painless. I'm actually a pretty nice guy. Bolly Jarrett joins us at 5:35. He's a trailblazer. He's leading the way here in Central Virginia, helping people get on the road to leadership, the high road leadership model from John Maxwell. We'll talk about it. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Enjoy the cool temperatures tonight, a mere 67 degrees, light winds. Could be a good evening to open the windows. It's going to be the last time you do that for a while. Why? Because starting tomorrow, we are parked well into the 90s. And next week, we are either right at 100 degrees, slightly below 100 degrees, or slightly over 100 degrees. It is going to be hot. I mean, really hot next week. And you heard Matt DiNardo a couple of moments ago, chief meteorologist over at 8 News, says that that's actually this, what do you call it, the weather dome or weather shield, something like that. And that's just going to be parked over us really right through Independence Day, July the 4th. So it's just going to be hot. You got to be ready for that and take some precautions. I am thrilled to know some really good people. Let me phrase that. I am blessed to know some really good people, quality people, high caliber people. And when I have the chance to chat with one of them in front of everybody, to bring them on, let them share some of their insight, their advice, I do that. And Bolly Jarrett happens to be one of those guys. Bolly Jarrett is certified public accountant. Bali last year named, voted the best CPA in Central Virginia in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. He is part of the John Maxwell leadership team, as I am. Although Bali, I think, is far, far better at it. But that's me saying that. He's a great guy. And I will remind you, a graduate of the Barnum and Bailey, Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Clown College. Remember, we talked a little bit about that. It was so much fun. But anyway, Bali is really, really, really doing a lot to help people get to that that high road performance that John Maxwell talks about. So Bali is with us. Bali, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jeff, for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. It's been far too long, and I am excited about everything that you do, trying to get leaders to follow that high road leadership path. And let's not kid ourselves, that can be a challenge in this day and age, can it?
It really can. You know, the world really pushes us to be really divisive, and yeah. How can we get past that? And it's kind of an idea with the high road leadership approach is that high road leaders work to bring people together in a world that's pushing them to apart. So,
how do we do that, Bali? I mean, you know, you've got a whole minute. You can explain the whole thing. How do we do that?
Sure. Yeah. Part of it, you know, is the first thing, I guess, is putting people above your own agenda. You know, that whole idea that, you know, we need to embrace authenticity. We need to be accountable for our actions and work closely to close into those gaps between intentions and our results.
Yep.
You know, we have a tendency to want people to judge us based upon our intentions, yet our tendency is to kind of hold them accountable to their results and not so much the intention side.
Exactly.
You know, so that whole idea, people want to keep score all the time.
Yeah.
You know, high road leader typically is not trying to keep score of what I've done for you, but they're continuing to desire the best for other people. So,
well, you know, Bali, one of the lessons that that real leaders either learned already, are learning right now, or God willing, are going to learn in the future, you absolutely lead from the front. But real leaders eat last, right? They always are putting their people ahead of themselves.
That is absolutely true. You've really got to, like I say, look out for people first. That's the idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you're helping other people succeed and moving them along, obviously you're doing a great job. You're being a true leader, and the rewards will come as well in the future for you. But it's not about your rewards. It's about moving people along and helping them be successful. So.
So tell me about the involvement of my friend Bali Jarrett in this. Are you just telling people, hey, you ought to do it, good luck to you? Or you got some programs, you got some opportunities for people to maybe spend a little more time with you?
We do have some programs that we've been working on, Jeff. We've got some opportunities. We've done some lunch learn type activities coming into businesses and working with their teams just on a small scale. And then developing some programs that hit their pain points and move them along as well.
Yeah.
So that whole idea that just a short opportunity, 50-minute session to come in and introduce some concepts that can actually give the business something to work with and make some give them some value, but also meeting some of those pain points that they have. You know, I'm working on now a program on how to work with complicated people. I know we don't work with a lot of complicated people around here, but we've got a program that is addressing that and realizing that, you know, you can approach that concept in all different ways. So that's something we're working on, obviously building another Live to Lead event now as well. So
Right. Complicated people, boy. You know, that's the old either Chinese proverb or Chinese curse, you should live in interesting times. And you know what? Working with complicated people is the same thing, right?
It certainly is. And you know what, Jeff, as you study it a little bit more and you get a little deeper into it, you realize you might be complicated to somebody else.
Yeah.
And how can we work together to make that all work out?
Yeah, it's a difficult thing when you're trying to do that. But as you point out, and the reason you're doing this, I think, and I remind everybody, Bolly Jarrett is joining me, a friend and a real resource and blessing to Central Virginia. You could be in that situation, and if you think that it's there, you've got to take some steps to deal with it, or you kind of bury your head in the sand, and then there's no progress made at that point.
That's exactly true. You don't know. You've got to make progress each day.
Yeah.
Intentionally, I think the whole idea of intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
And always moving forward each day.
Yeah.
You got to have a goal. Set your goal each day to do something and continue to move in that direction. And you may not hit. You may have a big audacious type goal, but you need small goals each day and these small accomplishments.
Yeah.
Will help move you along. So
yeah, that's whole being able to check off on that SMART list, right? Specific and measurable and all of that. Let me ask you about generational stuff, because you're working with businesses locally, you're helping them out, you're addressing these things, those pain points, as we call them. Are you hearing from any senior leadership, hey, Bolly, listen, we got a great crew, but this whole Gen Z, man, they got a different view of everything. How do we deal with that?
Well, it's interesting there, Jeff, because part of this whole thing of how to work with complicated people, we did, or you addressed that. We talk about this generation gap and this communication gap.
Yeah.
And realize that there's about five different generations working in the same environment today. And, we think that we're part of we've had views the same way all of our lives, and we realize that's not the case either. A lot of hippies from the 60s are now, getting in the senior time frame, and
yep,
and their views have changed over the years. And so those younger generations that, we say that they were just so different.
Yeah.
Realizing that, we've got, the social media, all the other yep. stuff going on. But it's all a idea of, the silent generation, the baby boomers out there,
mm-hmm.
Generation X and millennials and Gen Z. And
yeah.
I don't know what the gen is right now that's out yeah. there. But, we've got these five different groups that are out there. And so that whole five generations in the workforce has wow. its own complications.
Yeah.
And how can we make each other work a little better together and understand each other in a way.
And it's not good enough for guys that are our age to just turn to these younger folks and say, look, you're doing it wrong, just do it this way and we'll all be fine. It's just, that's just not building for the future. You talked about some goals and accomplishments. Now, I was so proud last year when my friend Bolly Jarrett was selected, voted as the best local accounting firm in Central Virginia by the readers of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And I know that we've been going through the nomination process. I know that because I nominated you. Are you, what are we doing here?
I know that we've got voting coming up here starting July or something there.
Okay.
I guess mid-July. I do believe I've gotten, an opportunity to move into the voting phase. So we're looking
yes.
forward to having some opportunity to have folks hitting their text line and computer line and all that.
Excellent.
And let's move us forward again this year. But
excellent.
But excited about the Richmond Times-Dispatch and
yeah.
and the best program there. So
I love it. All right, now tell me how people can get in touch with you, because we're talking about all this great stuff. I want business leaders and company owners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to get in touch with you, work with you, get some of this high road leadership that our mutual mentor, John Maxwell, really has developed. How do they reach out to you, Bolly?
They can reach out to me by my website, which is myrvacpa.com.
Okay.
And they can text me or call me directly at area code 804-317-4091. Okay. So myrvacpa.com, or call or text my cell at 804-317-4091.
I love it. Bali, it is always good to chat with you. I know you're in the midst of wedding planning as well, which I think is great. Please give your lovely daughter the congratulations of the Katz family. That's an exciting time, and I will make sure that once we get into that voting phase, people are voting for my friend Bali as the best local CPA in Central Virginia. And of course, we'll share this all on social media just so more people can avail themselves of your service. You're a good man, my friend. I appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you, Jeff, and look forward to continuing to work with you and know that we're going to make Richmond a great community and continuing to provide value to all those that we serve here.
No doubt about it. Thank you. That is my friend, Bali Lee Jarrett Jr., myrvacpa.com. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! I just said that out loud, didn't I? Yeah, you can all hear it. Bam! It is Friday. Self-high-fives all the way around. Indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. I'll say it again. Self-high-fives all the way around. Okay. A couple of things that you and I are going to be chatting about next week include a visit with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. I was the first person, just so you know, many moons ago, to have Winsome Sears on the radio in Central Virginia. I'm still very proud of that fact. I think she's done an exemplary job as the Lieutenant Governor. I'm excited about having her carry on the great work of Governor Glenn Youngkin as the governor. I love Winsome Sears. You know that. That's hardly a secret. So really looking forward to having her on with us next week. In the morning on Monday, Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. We've got the Attorney General, Jason Miaras, who's going to be on with Rich. I think that'll be a great conversation. You should check Rich's show out. Again, Richmond's Morning News at 6 o'clock in the morning. Are you aware that we're getting ready to celebrate our 100th anniversary here at WRVA, News Radio WRVA? It's amazing to think about, isn't it? 100 years. And we are actually putting some pieces in place. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. We got a great meeting coming up next week to really, really explore even more about the 100th anniversary. I know that Jeremy and Charles Pyle, our great news director, have been working on that very hard already. So that's going to come up. Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, it is Friday. So a couple of things happen. First of all, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great weekend. And as we have done since October the 7th, 2023, we end this program by playing Hatikvah. It is the Israeli national anthem. Hatikvah is Hebrew for the hope. Have a wonderful weekend. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.